This is a cuento from Manuel Gamio's book. This one is of Carlos Ibáñez. Carlos Ibáñez is a native of Zacatecas, San Francisco, Zacatecas. And this is the story in his words. I came to this country more than 25 years ago. My objective was, like that of others, to seek my fortune here. I wanted to work hard and see if I could save something for my old age. Though I've had the opportunity, I've not been able to for various reasons, but especially because of my weakness for las mujeres, the women. When I left Zacatecas, I had been working as a peon in San Francisco and barely earned enough money for food, with a few centavos left over for the day. It was so little I don't even remember how much they gave me. This was the reason I came to seek a fortune here in California. After living a while here, I went to work in the fields, Los Campos, and El Remolache, the sugar beets, and in the railroads, and other kinds of labor, from one site to another until I decided on this city, Los Angeles, because it's not so cold here, nor too hot as other places. Sometimes I work and other times I don't. When I've had work, I've saved from my salary to rescue me in times I'm not working. I've not wanted to get married because, to tell you the truth, I don't like the way women are here. They're very liberal. They are kind of like to control the men. And I don't want that, nor any other Mexican can endure that. We're too much of a rebel and have hot blood. And in this country, a man that imposes himself on a woman, the laws and the authorities are on the woman's side. The women, Mexican women who come here, quickly learn to approve these laws and of this law and of their enforcement by the authorities. They want to be like American women. This is why I think that in my case, it is better that if I marry in Mexico to a Mexican woman. I've never had any difficulties in any of the places of work since I've arrived in the U.S. No one has demonstrated prejudice towards me. They have treated me the same as they treat other Americans. I have more complaints with gente de la raza, the Mexican people that come apart when Mexicanos arrive in this country. They become egotistical and do not want to offer opportunity to the rest. That is why I say that the cradle that tightens must be made of the same wood. In this country, the Mexican occupies a place they have won. It is clear that if one tries to obtain a good job and continue to be able to eat, is always sunk. The rest will do to another what they want. As for me, nothing bad has happened in the U.S. I lived in peace with everyone. First of all, I'd rather cut my head off than change my Mexican nationality. I prefer to lose in Mexico than to win in the U.S. My country is everything, and although I have been here many years since I left Mexico, I only wait until conditions get better and there is absolute peace for me to return. I have not lost hope of spending my final years in Mexico. I'm Catholic. Well, it's a religion my parents showed me, but I almost never go to Mass or pray because I've forgotten how. For a time, I would pray before I go to bed, and little by little, I forgot how to pray. Though I don't believe in witches, nor in the evil eye, or anything like that, nor do I know anything like that in California, perhaps there are among the Mexican people. However, they are rare, as opposed to my town in Zacatecas, where there are so many. And many of them are brujas, women. I've learned some English, especially in the workplace. I do nothing but hard work when employed, and surely I'm better off here than in Mexico, but I would not change my citizenship for nothing in the world. I like music to dance by, and especially North American music, because I know how to dance jazz. And I know all the places of Mexican music in the city and go to them to enjoy myself. I like Mexican style, American style, Italian style, or any other kind of food in North America. I eat when I'm hungry and do not care much what kind of plate. Clearly, I like Mexican food, tamales, frijoles, enchiladas, and other dishes. But like I said, the food did not matter much. The same style is not that important. Everything goes into the stomach and mixes there. I like everything about this country, the business, theaters, running around in the streets, also the work, because I earn good wages. The only thing I do not like I said before, is the way that women behave, who are the ones who order men around. I believe that the man who lets a woman tell him what to do is not a man.